Yeah, we just had Steve Keim on earlier in the day. We replayed the interview a moment ago because it was just so good, especially with the news about J.J. Watt being activated to return. Yes, sir?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, that was big news coming with J.J. Watt for sure.
Yeah, it was. And Steve Keim, you know, what did Watt do to get back? Everything in his power is what he did.
We signed J.J. Watt. I got to know him a little bit through the signing process, but the next, say, 7-8 months was a different story. I mean, it kind of goes back to what he brought to the table from a leadership standpoint in the locker room, sort of how his energy permeated through the building. And then to have that kind of injury setback, really disappointed for all of us, but not once did JJ show signs of feeling sorry for himself. And in fact, now I look at how fast he's healed, how hard he has worked. And, you know, the time I've been doing this, it's like you look at your roster and there's 52 players and then there's J.J. Watt. He is different, and he is different in every way. I'm telling you, like, he does things that I've never seen a player do before. And, again, have a lot of respect and admiration for him.
Wow. That was the one that I remember we were doing the interview with him, and he said that, Gambo, and I just got – I mean, if you weren't fired up about J.J. Watt coming back, I don't know how you couldn't be if you're a Cardinals fan, but if you were fired up about J.J. Watt coming back before that 55-second soundbite there, I don't know what to tell you, because that's the kind of – you hear that and you just go, oh, man, I can't wait for this dude to come back.
Yeah, listen, I don't know the relevance of who's more important. It's because there are a lot of guys you want to get back. I'd like to get DeAndre Hopkins back for the playoffs. I'd like to get Chase Edmonds back for the playoffs. I'd like to get Robert Alford back for the playoffs. J.J.'s been out longer than those guys, so him coming back and based on the injury, I think it's almost a surprise. Now, we've kind of known that this is what he wanted to do all along and reported it back in mid-November, but – there are quite a few players that we don't know their status for the playoffs that you'd like to see these guys get back right now. I mean, we don't know about Jordan Phillips' status right now, not Robert Alford's status, Chase Edmonds' status, DeAndre Hopkins, J.J. Watt. The more guys you get back, the better. But J.J. Watt is an impact player, and I expect that if J.J. Watt comes back, he's going to be able to help this team. And I don't know if it's 20 snaps or 15 snaps or 30 snaps. I just know that, you know, those snaps, he'll give you 100% on every snap he plays.
Yeah, and Steve admitted he wasn't sure he knew how much Watt was going to play when he came back.
That would be a better question for the medical team and for J.J. I know this. If you ask J.J., he probably wouldn't want to be limited. His ability to create energy and to take over games inside, and it may not have to do with stats, but it can be with disruption. To get on the edges of interior offensive linemen and to create havoc is exceptional. We saw that the first 7 or 8 games. But, he's been working hard, and I know this is something that he has certainly focused his goals on and just awfully proud of.
And again, there's no guarantee he's back for next week, but it certainly feels like we're building towards that. And even Steve himself said, you know, I wouldn't rule it out, him being able to play next week. I know you're kind of hearing the same thing, that next week is sort of the anticipation. Looking at JJ's tweets, it looks like he's thinking next week is the week. I don't want to make it sound like we know for sure he's going to play, but man, it sure sounds like he's going to play next week.
Yeah, barring a setback in the practice, you would expect that he's going to play. Now, you know, he'll test it. No practice all week. We expect that he's going to be full practice, and you know, I heard last week he was very close to full practice. He'll take the week and he'll get himself ready to play, and barring a setback, he's going to play. And, you know, whatever lift he can give the team, they're going to take. There is that emotional lift that we've talked about several times that he's coming back. That's a good thing. But then there's also the lift of him as a player and what he could give to that front line and, you know, and be able to help them. We don't know who the opponent's going to be. We don't know where the game's going to be. But we all expect that if J.J. Watt plays, he's going to be able to help the Cardinals.
Who do you think – okay, not counting J.J. Watt because we think he's going to come back. Not counting DeAndre Hopkins because we don't think he's going to come back.
Robert Alford.
I was going to ask you, who is Robert Alford the most important player who needs to come back for this
team? Yeah, he's a veteran cornerback, and you know, you're going to be, you know, you're very likely. I mean, you look at, you got Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, you got Tom Brady, you know, those are the top two. We'll see what other quarterback. You could go up against Matthew Stafford, who throws the ball very well. I don't know. San Francisco could be Garoppolo or Lance if you play them. Philadelphia, you got Hurts. But I just think Alford as a veteran cornerback, and that position has been kind of depleted all year long.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what – you know, I can't count on Breshad Breeland. You know, he's a veteran player. And I think he'll play in the playoff game, from what I've heard. He'll be ready for the playoff game. But getting Alford back, I think, would be a big deal.
I would have said Alford or Connor. And I know we think Connor's going to play. He's a game-time decision, but I know you've been saying all day you think he's going to play.
I would say Connor over Alford. Yeah, I would say Connor over Alford, too. But I just assume Connor's going to play this week.
Yeah, and I guess more than – the one it's a cheat, but the one I would pick would be the Chase-Connor combination. I think it's either that, or it's a healthy cornerback to help you out when you go up against these great quarterbacks in the NFC playoffs. It's one of the – because I do think getting both of your running backs reasonably healthy, man, you talk about J.J. Watt's return making the defense special again. Chase and Connor coming back and their return, I think, really makes the offense special again. Like, really, you got
the one-two punch.
Yep, you got that yin and the yang back there, and that really, really helps. The conversation on Kliff was pretty strong. We've talked a lot about Kliff and the way this season has ended, or at least that three-game losing streak. It looked like another kind of fade, not only for the Cardinals, but for Kliff Kingsbury. Boy, Steve Keim just gushing about the job that Kliff Kingsbury has done this year.
You take a step back and you say, we won the best records in the National Football League. And you have to put things in perspective. And in my opinion, I think Kliff Kingsbury's not only done a phenomenal job, I think he's the coach of the year. And people can say, why? Why would you say? Kliff Kingsbury won two of three games without our starting quarterback, with a number of players missing. And I know other people miss players, but we won two games with Colt McCoy, and McCoy played at a high level. And I can't say enough good things about Kliff, and really happy with him. And I know Michael's happy with him as well.
And I know Michael is happy with him as well. And weren't those the key words to that answer right there, right?
Yeah, because, you know, it's happy wife, happy life. There's got to be something with happy owner, you know, happy Michael. I mean, everything, you know, I don't have a rhyme, but happy, you know, happy Bidwell. And all is well. I don't know. There's got to be something there, but I haven't had time to think about it. But I expect that Steve Keim will get a contract extension. I expect that Kliff Kingsbury will get a contract extension. And I expect that Kyler Murray will get paid a lot of money, and this will be the trio that you go forward with.
Yeah, it does. I mean, look, they got into the playoffs. They won 11 games. It might end up being 12. There was no way it was very, very unlikely Kliff Kingsbury was not going to be the head coach of this team, and it's very unlikely he's not going to get some sort of contract extension. But those doubts about Kliff's ability to finish, you've said all week long, and we've disagreed about this a little bit, you think that lingers into next season this postseason.
No matter what happens.
Now, I tend to think if he wins a playoff game, maybe that helps erase that, but I understand where you're coming from, thinking that no matter what happens, other than winning the Super Bowl between now and then, nothing can change this perception that maybe his teams just don't finish very well.
Yeah, I guarantee you. I'll bet you some Hawaiian barbecue or something. Now, come November next year, the second they lose a game, we're going to ask the question, is this the start of the slide? Unless they go undefeated in November. But once we get past the midway park, and this is the first game they lose, we're going to, like, I wonder, let's look at the schedule. Is this where that slide occurs?
Yeah, here it comes.
We're going to ask it. It may not happen. They may lose a game in the middle of November and then win the next game. Or lose the first week in December and then win the next game. But once they get past the, you know, the ninth game of the season and we get into that second half, we are going to question every time they lose whether there's more losses coming and that slide's coming.
You can text us your thoughts on the Cardinals, Steve Keim, J.J. Watt, all of it. The FanDuel text line, it is there for you whenever you want it. Text us your thoughts on the FanDuel text line at 620-620 right now. When we come back, crank up Gambo's Thin Lizzy. The boys are back in town for the Phoenix Suns, but we have an update on the status of the Phoenix Suns, and you'll hear it next on the Burns and Gambo Show. Back here here with you on the Burns and Gambo Show. I kept waiting for the words to kick in.
Here you go.
There we go. Guess who just there got back today? Them wild-eyed boys have been away. Haven't changed, have much to say.
See, here's what Gambo doesn't know. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. When you're broadcasting from home, like you are, you're on the slightest bit of a delay. So you think you're singing along to Thin Lizzy. You're like half beat off.
Oh. I said, the boys are back in town.
Not that off.
Not that off. You're not that off.
How about this? The boys are back in town.
Nailed it.
That was closer.
Yeah, there you
that
go.
Was closer.
There
so
you go.
Karaoke on a Saturday
oh,
night.
Oh, man, little Thin Lizzy on a Friday afternoon.
Whoa. Woo. Gambo just broke the glass of the office or home there, yelling so loud.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got so excited about this earlier. We did have listeners wanting to make sure you had your pills available.
Every notch, beautiful.
Yeah, you're behind. You're behind. You're still behind.
She was red hot. I mean, she was steaming.
Now you're
and
ahead.
That time over at Johnny's place.
Just stop it. All right.
Well,
just,
this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face.
That's your favorite line, I'm sure. Yeah, the boys are back in town. But the news, we're going to talk about the boys that are back for the Phoenix Suns because they're back starting tomorrow against the Miami Heat in news that Gambo had about 2 hours ago here on the Burns and Gambo Show. But Frank Kaminsky is not back, and this is the new news. And we won't play the breaking news sounder about it because Mitch had it in his update. Suns forward slash center Frank Kaminsky yesterday underwent a successful surgical procedure to promote healing for a stress reaction in his right knee. He will be reevaluated in 8 weeks.
Ooh, okay.
It's
all right.
January 7th, yeah. He'll be reevaluated on or around March 10th or so.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we have a pretty good idea now why Bismack Biyombo was signed beyond that 10-day contract.
Yeah.
And this might answer the question about whether Jalen Smith could get moved before the trade deadline or not.
Yeah, I don't think Jalen Smith is going to get moved. And I don't know what's going to happen next year. They didn't pick up that third-year option, which is very rare to not pick up the third-year option on a lottery pick. But look, he didn't have a chance to play. This team is loaded. There's just so much talent on this roster. It was hard to break through. He broke through because of COVID. He broke through because he had all these guys out and with health and safety protocols, and he proved himself as a player. It's a credit to the Suns coaching staff as well that they've developed him to the point that he is able to come in and contribute. Even Cam Johnson, when we had Cam Johnson on earlier, honestly answered the question because I said, you know, I asked him, are you surprised at how, and he basically said, yeah, I'm kind of surprised that he's played this well.
I'll be honest. Yes, he's the level that he's played at has been very high for us, and it's just very impressive to see the work that he's put in, to see him stay locked in, and then rise to the occasion in a moment like this where we really needed him. We've really depended on him these last 5-6 games, and he's come through and he's played hard. He's played with physicality. He's done everything that we've asked him to do, and that is very appreciated amongst the guys. And for him to just put his head down and work through last year, through the beginning of this year, to get his moment, that's pretty cool to see.
Now, I'll say this for the record. When we were speculating about Jalen Smith's future earlier, and I had wondered if these last 5 games in which he's averaged like 16 points and 10 rebounds per game might be like a showcase for him to get traded before the deadline. That was before I knew Frank Kaminsky was going to be out for 8 weeks. All right,
the plan was for Kaminsky to come back late January, early February. This is a setback. This 8 weeks to be reevaluated is a setback. You might not see Frank Kaminsky until the end of the regular season, if you see him at all.
Yeah.
So this is definitely a setback. They were hopeful that they would get him back late January, early February.
So this changes the whole tone of the big man conversation.
It does.
For the Suns. I mean, it changes the whole. And so Jalen Smith now, you know, I still don't know if they're going to keep him at the end of this year. He can walk. He's a free agent. Like you say, they didn't pick up his option. And it's kind of a rare thing not to pick up the third-year option on a lottery pick like that. But we'll worry about that later. If the question now is, does Jalen Smith play a role on this team moving forward, even now that they've got Ayton and McGee back? I think the answer is yes, and the reason why is because Frank Kaminsky is out until the middle of March, and even then, he's got to get back in. He's going to be reevaluated in 8 weeks. He's got to get his conditioning back. He's got to get his basketball shape back. The playoffs are going to start in mid-April. I don't know if there's a whole lot you can count on Frank Kaminsky this year. that changes the whole equation for Jalen Smith and what happens with the trade deadline. I don't think he's going anywhere now.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. And listen, I think that there's a chance that Biyombo would have played over Frank Kaminsky anyway. I do think there's a chance that would have happened. And I look, Frank's a nice player. He's a nice guy to have. You want those guys on the end of your bench for situations like this, when you've got to go play without key guys for a certain amount of time. Even if it's just one game, you want to have good options out there. And the Suns clearly have that with the depth that they have. I don't know. It would have been interesting to see when everybody was back how Monty would have managed this.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have some good players. But they same thing last year. I mean, Langston Galloway, who I think just got picked up by the Milwaukee Bucks yesterday.
You are correct. Yes, that happened.
Yeah, Langston Galloway and Etuan Moore, those guys didn't play much last year. Nope. Those are veteran players.
Those are very good players, too. Back to the Thin Lizzy, which we kind of got sidetracked with the Frank Kaminsky news. Gambo with the news coming down about 3:30 this afternoon. DeAndre Ayton and JaVale McGee and Jay Crowder, they have all been activated. Not only that, we knew they were activated yesterday. They are going to play tomorrow against the Miami Heat. They're not on the injury report anymore. You are reporting they're going to play tomorrow against Miami. So now, given the emergence of Jalen Smith, the signing of Bismack Biyombo, we'll start to get an idea of how Monty is going to juggle all of these big men that he's got. Tomorrow against the Miami Heat team that might not have Jimmy Butler either. They are listing him as questionable for tomorrow's game. He's got, I think it's an ankle injury if I remember. So starting tomorrow, yes, thumbs up, ankle injury. Starting tomorrow, we find out how Monty does all this.
Yeah. We'll see. And it might be a work in progress for a little bit in getting these guys back, depending on, you know, their cardio level. I think once, you know, I've said with this team, if you're available to play, you're available to play. You're going to play. They don't usually put limits on guys. Very rarely do they ever do that. If you're available, you're available. If they need you for 10, 20, or 30, you better be able to play it if they make you available. So that's the way they've done it in the past. But it will be interesting just to see with DeAndre and JaVale back, how does Bismack Biyombo fit in? How does Jalen Smith fit back in? And because you want to continue to make sure these guys, you know, get the time that they need, for the simple fact that you might have to rely on those guys in the playoffs.
It's a heck of an insurance policy to have, and I'll tell you this.
It's a good one, yeah.
I'll tell you this. Last year during the playoffs, I thought it was pretty obvious that they just didn't have enough big men, and it was really obvious against the Milwaukee Bucks. Boy, has James Jones corrected that problem. I mean, they've got a plethora of big men now. Ayton and McGee and the emergence of Jalen Smith and the signing of Bismack Biyombo. It does seem like kind of a market correction for what happened last year during the NBA Finals when they just didn't have anybody they trusted beyond DeAndre Ayton. Man, they got a lot of guys they could throw out there if the matchup required it in a moment like that. I love the way they've responded to that. I really do.
Yeah, no, I agree. I this team is just built so well, and we've talked about it for well over a year now. The way James Jones wanted to build a roster was not to chase stars and be top heavy, but they really felt like they could beat you when they got to their fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, 11th, 12th guy. James has been on a bunch of teams. This team, he feels, is very much built the way the Indiana team was that he was on when he came into the league. But he's been on a team like Indiana with a lot of players that were good, and he's been on teams that were top-heavy with some of the teams he played on with LeBron. But the way he built this team is kind of like the Indiana team he played on. He wanted a very deep team, and he did that.
It is the final week of the NFL season. You have one last chance to sign up for Bix Picks. Text the word pick right now to 620-620. Sign up and compete against our very own Dan Bickley for your chance at the grand prize, a tailgate package featuring a Yeti Tundra cooler and grill courtesy of Modelo Especial and a $500 gift card to Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers. Text the word pick to 620-620. To answer, we circle back to the news of the day. J.J. Watt designated to return from injured reserve. How soon can he be back? How much will he play when he's back? And what should you be rooting for this weekend if you're a Cardinals fan? We'll give you everything you need to know about the Cardinals coming up on the Burns and Gambo Show. All right, it's time for the Vizzy Hard Seltzer. What's on tonight? Games we're going to watch this evening, brought to you by Vizzy Hard Seltzer, the only hard seltzer crafted with antioxidant vitamin C, proud sponsor of your Arizona Diamondbacks. Gambo, there are no local teams on tonight. None.
No local teams.
What are you going to watch?
There's a lot of college basketball. Xavier at Butler, Wisconsin, Milwaukee at Detroit Mercy. You got NBA games, the Bucks and the Nets. Well, that's a good game. Bucks and the Nets.
That game
NBA
just tipped off about 30 seconds
ago.
There
you go. I'm going to put that on right now.
Oh, you got that.
You got House Hunters International. It might be in Amsterdam. Maybe Poland.
Hawks and the Lakers tonight. Yeah, you've got.
In Vancouver.
You've got stuff.
I saw one in Italy.
I always fall asleep to House Hunters. Typically fall asleep.
Do you? I love that for you.
Usually
show.
Not the international show, but usually it's what my wife puts on as we crawl.
Oh,
to
I watch
bed
the international one. I love the international one.
I think tonight we'll watch the season finale for Yellowstone. We've been sitting on that.
I beat you to it.
Oh, did you?
Beth's a badass. Beth is a badass.
Don't you dare give
Beth.
Nothing away.
Oh,
don't
Beth.
You dare give anything Oof. Away. Shut yeah. your mouth.
I'm not going to say anything.
Okay, shush.
She's a bad. Yep.
Well, she is. I mean, that we know. She's one of the best characters on all of television. But how that season ends, I don't know.
I told my wife that, and I've never seen her in anything else. But I told Chelsea that you said she was in like another TV show, and her character was completely different.
She was in.
I would have an impossible time watching Beth being a nice person on any TV show.
Well, I remember from a movie.
Maybe that's what it was. You told me.
She was in that Denzel Washington movie, Flight, the one where he played the alcoholic pilot.
Yeah.
And she was at the hospital with him. And then later she went through rehab and he didn't. And they fell in love. And it was like night and day different compared to the character she plays on Yellowstone.
I could not watch that. I could not watch her being somebody else.
She was kind of soft-spoken. She was like very wounded, you know, emotionally and physically. She was very not Beth at all. Not at all. Not one bit. Yeah. So that's what I remember her from. I know she's been in a bunch
of
stuff.
If I see her walking down the street, I'm going on the other side. I'm serious. If I'm walking down the street and Beth's on the same side of the street, I'm crossing the street.
The actress's name
I'm crossing her path.
The actress's name is Kelly Riley. And
she'll kill you. She'll kill you.
She might. She was in. I forgot about this. She was in True Detective, and she's been in a few other things, but mostly known for her role as Beth Dutton on Yellowstone. So that's what's on tonight. Some NBA, some college basketball.
If you're married to her, you sleep with one eye open. you sleep with one eye open. You don't want to get her mad.
I would agree. I would agree with that. I would agree with that. The top story of the day has been the return of J.J. Watt, designated to return off the injured reserve list. It opens up a 21-day window. If you're just tuning into the show, it's been the defining story of the day. We've talked so much about what kind of lift he's going to give to the Cardinals. We assume that he's going to be able to play in the playoff game. Now, we don't know that for a fact, but we think that things are kind of gearing up for a return. Steve Keim was with us earlier, and he said, I certainly wouldn't rule out J.J. Watt playing in the playoff game. Just based off of his social media feed and kind of the energy around the announcement, man, it's sure, even if he's out there for 20% of the snaps, man, it feels like J.J. Watt is gearing up for some kind of a return for when the Cardinals open the playoffs next weekend.
Yeah, I expect it. I mean, barring a setback next week in practice, all indications right now are that J.J. Watt's going to make his return. Something that we anticipated back in mid-November, that his season one wasn't over, that he was going to try to make a return for the playoffs. He worked his ass off. He busted it. He was in the weight room in November after that surgery. But give him a lot of credit, right? Because he's coming back next year. He's going to be back with this team next year. That was a 2-year commitment they made to him. Nothing's going to prevent that from happening. He will be back next year. He could have shut this thing down with the amount of injuries he had, but he worked really hard. He's way, way ahead of the pace in the recovery to the point where he is the expectations now. Oh, when they play, no matter where they play and who they play, that he's going to be involved in that first playoff.
Yeah, now he's not playing tomorrow or on Sunday, I should say. That's not going to happen. He's not playing there, but he could play in the playoff game. Here's Steve Keim on with us earlier on the possibility of Watt returning for the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't rule it out, and I would not bet against J.J. Watt. Again, so what I've seen from him internally in the building, his work ethic, the things he has done out on the field, making sure that he stayed in shape, his nutrition, his preparation, second to none. There's nobody that works like J.J. Watt. I've been around a lot of good players. He is a special guy in every aspect, and certainly think that he's got an opportunity here moving forward.
The guys who have been ruled out for the game against Seattle, Chase Edmonds, Rondale Moore, Jordan Phillips, Marco Wilson. Those guys won't play. These four guys are game-time decisions. Zach Allen, James Conner, Dennis Gardeck, and Demetrius Harris. You think Connor's going to play, or at least you've heard there's a chance Connor's going to play.
And yeah, I feel good about Connor, but I'm not 100% on it.
Okay. And I'll, like JJ, I'll be curious to see how much James Conner plays if he plays on Sunday. I got to imagine he's going to be on somewhat of a pitch count when he's out there just to ensure that he'll be at his very best come playoff time when hopefully they get Chase Edmonds back too. So that's the injury situation going into Seattle. The situation is this. Beat Seattle and San Francisco beats the Rams and the Cardinals are home for the first round of the playoffs, either against the 49ers or against Philly, depending on what goes on around them. Those are the two, and they're both on exactly at the same time. Those are the two main games to watch. There's lots of possibilities out there for the Cardinals. They could open up on the road against the Rams. They could even open up the road against Tampa Bay, though that seems very unlikely. They could open up at home against San Francisco. They could be at home against Philly. Most of the scenarios have them at Dallas in a matchup of the 4 versus 5. But you and I both think the scenario that it could very easily play out on Sunday. San Francisco beats the Rams. The Cardinals beat the Seahawks. Tampa Bay beats the Panthers, and if that happens, the Cardinals are the 3 seed hosting the San Francisco 49ers next weekend.
I think that's the most likely scenario. That's counting on, I mean, look, that means the Cardinals have to win, and I expect Tampa's going to win, but I don't know what Tampa's going to play for. That's the thing that's really interesting to me is the Bucs, because they don't have the bye. Green Bay does. They're expecting to win a Super Bowl. So is it possible that they don't care about this game and that they're going to rest guys?
Or do they play guys for a half and then take them out and rest them after that? That's what Bruce Arians did back in 2015 with the Cardinals.
You would expect with normal circumstances that Tampa Bay is going to beat Carolina. But we just don't know what what they have to play for and if they're going to play to win that game, because there's really nothing that can change for them. They're going to host a playoff game. They're going to play in week 1. It's just a matter of, they could make sure that the second game is a home game instead of being on the road. That's what they'd be playing for. A
couple other things to consider. If the Rams beat the Niners, there's no scenario where the Cardinals don't open the postseason at Dallas. If the Rams win, the Cardinals are going to Dallas, and that's that. There's nothing else matters in that regard. But if Seattle beats Arizona and the 49ers win and Tampa Bay wins, well, then there's a couple of different options here. So again, Niners win, Seattle wins, Tampa Bay wins. If those three things happen, if Philly beats Dallas on Saturday night, the Cardinals are going to Dallas. If Dallas beats Philly on Saturday night, the Cardinals are going to the Rams. Again, that's if the 49ers win, Seattle beats Arizona, and Tampa Bay wins. Then that Philadelphia-Dallas game becomes the deciding tipping point as to whether the Cardinals are going to Dallas or whether the Cardinals are going to L.A. to open up the playoffs. So there's a lot in play this weekend.
Would you rather play the Rams or the 49ers if you had your choice?
I'd rather play the 49ers.
Yeah, me too.
I'd rather play the 49ers. I'm not a big... I
just the history against the Rams.
Yeah, I'd like to not see the Rams. I mean, I don't
fear them.
I don't fear them. But if you're going to give me the choice, I wouldn't choose them. I wouldn't choose to play them. I don't fear them. I think the Cardinals can beat them. Matthew Stafford's nothing special right now. I don't fear them, but I'd rather San Francisco. Yeah.
Yeah, listen, even when the Rams beat the Cardinals, you know, a few weeks ago, it wasn't like they destroyed the Cardinals. So it was a close football game.
Yeah, it was.
And the Cardinals didn't even play very well.
Yeah, so we'll see. And we expect by sometime Sunday night, we'll know exactly when they're playing and where they're playing and all that. It's going to do it for us. We're out of here. We'll see you Monday, straight up 2 o'clock here on the Burns and Gambo Show.
Have a great night, everyone.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.